A reform agreement has come to an end between the U.S. Department of Justice and the town of East Haven, Connecticut. In 2011, the Justice Department found that the town's police had systematically discriminated against Latinos. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
That Justice Department investigation was prompted by reports that East Haven police harassed Latino residents in shops, racially profiled them, and used excessive force. The investigation began after police arrested a priest named Father James Manship for videotaping officers.
It was completely out of control, no supervision, a leadership that just allowed the department to do its corrosive culture.
Two officers were convicted and two others pled guilty in a civil rights probe in 2012. Since then, the Justice Department has monitored East Haven police to make sure they comply with federal standards. Father Manship says he's seen a major change after the intervention.
If you were to stop into the stores along Main Street to the Latino restaurants and bodegas, you'll find the police stop in and connect with the people and developing those relationships with the whole community.
Over the last 5 years, the chief and about half the department were replaced. Police use body cameras now, and they prioritize hiring officers who speak Spanish. New chief Ed Lennon says the department has learned how to police itself.
Our officers are some of the best trained both locally and nationally, and we take complaints, even about our own, very seriously. We have made great strides in bridging the gap with all members of our community, and we hold officers accountable for their conduct.
Lieutenant David Emmerman was hired to help with community outreach. He says police now spend a lot more time with the Latino community.
The officers get out and talk more. They get out, walk and talk. They get out and stop at the businesses and have that improved in that relationship as well.
Loretta Lynch was President Obama's attorney general and oversaw the consent decree. In a 2015 visit to East Haven, she said the town's police department should be held up for the rest of the country as an example of good policing.
This could have been a situation where the police just sort of checked a box and did what they did to try and show the Department of Justice that they were complying. But if the people who really felt victimized don't see a difference, then we would not view it as a success.
The town of East Haven says it's the only jurisdiction in the country to have met every requirement of a Justice Department consent decree on time and under budget. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.